Ava Rose here tuning in, and today I'm here with Garrett Conklin. Go check him out, that is his name on here. And today I will be interviewing him. First question asked will be, so what has it been like being a long-lived musician?
That's a good question, Ava. I've been at this for, I don't know, about 40 years now, working, you know, starting off in the as a band student, just like any youngster, and then moving into talent shows and getting into commercial music. And when I was 19, I actually moved to New York City, and I had a couple of underground house records put out, coincidentally, that I played trumpet on as well, which were pretty cool. Those were international releases as well on vinyl, if you kids, well, you should know what that is now, right? But back then, vinyl was the thing, quote unquote, not like today where it became the thing, quote unquote, like a little resurgence of it. Back then, that was all you could buy for a period of time. Then I went to cassettes, then CDs. But anyway, you know, music is a very rewarding part of my life. But from the business side, it's a pretty gruesome business. You know, you go through and you try to be successful. And a lot of what being successful is about has nothing to do with the music itself. It's more about what can sell and what's popular at the time. So if you don't fit the genre, or you don't have the look, or you don't have the whatever they're looking for in the industry, it's no different than a product. So it's very difficult to kind of swallow that as an artist, because you're creating something that you love and care about, and at the same time, people are telling you you're terrible and you're not viable or marketable because you're not doing the popular thing at the time. And, you know, while you'll hear bands like Nirvana or, you know, different groups that come out and they're groundbreaking at the time, you have to remember that before they were popular, they were very unpopular. And during the periods of very, you know, high in lacking in popularity, it's very difficult to persevere. And typically the bands that make it are those, or the groups that make it, or the individuals that make it, are those that can really, you know, stay the course. And you know, even Katy Perry as a pop singer has that backstory of how difficult it was. Tom Petty, all these very famous people, no one really made it easy. So the business side of it sucks, let's just be honest. But I still play trumpet, I still play guitar, I sing all the time, every day as much as I can, and I try to really enjoy myself doing that. So keep that type of thing in perspective when you do music. Don't just worry about making money or being successful or having $100 bills, y'all, like all the rap stars that you see out there. That isn't what music is. Do it because you love it, not because you're making or trying to make tons of money doing it.
Alrighty, and that was a very sophisticated answer. We have one more question to ask. Have you ever just wanted to do music for the money?
Another fine question, Ava Rose. Yes, and you know, that's going to sound bad saying yes, but here's a quick story. So in, I think, 2004, something like that, I kind of invented my publishing company that I started in 1991, again, for those records that I was mentioning. And I signed a contract with a company by the name of In Grooves Records. They were a brand new digital licensing and media company. They were just getting started. I was kind of just getting back into the business side of things. I have a huge catalog with BMI, one of the international publishing houses that collects and pays royalties. And I got an opportunity through In Grooves to sign a deal with MTV. They wanted to license three songs for me to be played on the Road Rules Real World Challenge Inferno 1 and 2. And I signed the deal. I gave 50% of my publishing to MTV. And that's, I guess, a good example of wanting to get paid. And I did. I made several thousand dollars over a few years time in the, you know, when I got cue sheets and things that reported the plays, so the stuff was on TV for a few years during those episodes and any reruns. But there's nothing wrong with trying to make money doing what you love doing. I don't believe that I compromised anything, in my opinion, in terms of writing something, because it was music I had already written that MTV had selected on their own that they wanted to use, so I didn't have to go in and write something specifically for the express purpose of making money. They just picked a few songs that they liked from my catalog and they used it on their their shows. But keep in mind that the downside of that was because I'm nobody, it cost me 50% of the publishing, meaning the royalties and the money of the songs, for me to be on TV with these songs. I wasn't able to do it in any other way. There was no negotiating. There was no nothing. It was a take it or leave it. And I'm of the opinion that you can either have 100% of nothing, or in this case, 50% of something. So while, yeah, MTV did take three of my songs and grabbed 50% of the publishing, I would never have had this type of thing on my resume and my credits. So that's pretty cool.
All right. Thank you, Garrett Conklin, so much for letting me interview you. And yes, this is Ava Rose signing out.